Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esar Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afayin, Reziva Gahagon, B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing those who are Nishba V'Noitel, they make a Shavuah and get paid. As we had said, anyone else make a Shavuah Dairaisa, he swears and is potter from paying. But in these cases, a person's going to make a Shavuah and be Noitel and take. So here's another one. Mishnah Daled says, Chshneg D'Chashal Shavuah Ketzad, what's the situation where the other guy, meaning the fellow who's technically supposed to make the Shavuah, is suspected of making false Shavuahs? So that's why the second guy, he's going to be Nishba V'Noitel. That's multiple cases. Achas shvuos ha'edos. It could be that the fellow made a false shvuos ha'edos, or vachas shvuos ha'pikadon. He made a false shvuos ha'pikadon, or vafil shvuos shav. Even if he made a regular shvuos shav, in all these cases, he's now not believed in regards to shvuah because he already once made a false shvuah. So therefore, now that he has this shvuah on him, let's say ma'ade miktsas, he can't make it. So the other guy will make the shvuah and he'll be able to collect. Here's more examples where a person is not trusted midrabanan to make a shvuah and is considered chashar al shvuah. Hay echad mehen misach b'kovya. Let's say one of the litigants here is Mesach B'Kovyo, which is usually translated as a gambler, Umalvi B'Ribis, or he lends with interest, Umafriche Yoinim, or he races pigeons for money, V'Soicher Yishvias, or he does business with Shemitah produce. We know he's not allowed to do that. In all these cases, Shekineg D'Nishba V'Noitel, the other guy will swear and get to collect money because these fellows are not trusted to make a Shavuah. Now, Hayu Shnein Chashuden, let's say both of them are suspected of making a false Shavuah. So Chazar Shavuah Kaima, the Shavuah goes back to its original place, meaning the original guy who's technically supposed to make it, and Pater himself, the Shavuah is now incumbent on him to make, and since he can't make the shvuah because he's chashud, he has to pay. That's Rabbi Yossi holds. Whereas Rameir says, no, yachleku, they split it. Since both of them are not trusted to make a shvuah, it's a situation that he has to pay half, and the other guy has to absorb half of the loss as well. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, here's our last one. What's a situation where the chenveni, the store owner, the makolet guy, he has his written down in his ledger, and he's able to swear and collect money, as opposed to the other guy swearing and not paying? And here the Mishnah tells us that it's not the following case. It's not that the makolet guy tells the other fellow, I've written down in my ledger that you owe me 200 zoz. We have Yecheskel, the local makolet guy. People come in, they buy on credit. He writes it down on his index cards and he tells somebody, look, I have written down that you owe me 200 zoz. Pay up. That's not the case we're talking about. Rather, this is what's going on. A bala bias went into the store and said as follows to Yecheskel, give 2 saw of wheat to my son, or I want you to give my workers a seller's worth of produce for the money that I owe them, and then I'll pay you that money. Then who Aymer Yecheskel the Makolet guy says, Nosati, I gave based off of your instructions. But Vahein Aymerin, the workers say, Loina Talnu, we never got anything from you. In this case, Hu Nishba V'Noitel, the Chenveni, the store owner, Yecheskel the Makolet guy, he swears and gets paid by the Baal Bayis, Vahein Nishba V'Noitelin, and the workers also swear to the Baal Bayis that they never got paid, and then they get paid as well. And that's because the Makolet guy could always tell the Baal Bayis, look, you trusted me to give to them, and you trusted them that they could take from me, but I don't trust them to make a shvuah to me, so therefore you have to deal with them separately and deal with me separately, therefore I'm making a shvuah, you have to pay me. However, Bananas comments on this, Ketzad, how could this be? Elu Bailan De Shvuah Shav, one person over here is going to end up making a false shvuah, because it's impossible that the Makola guy paid them and that they didn't get paid. It has to be that he either paid them or that he didn't pay them. It's not going to be the Baal Bayis is paying the Makola guy and he's paying his workers. So somebody's swearing falsely over here. According to Bananas, what's the din? Who noitel shalai b'shvuah, v'hein noitel shalai b'shvuah, both of them are going to get paid, but without a shvuah, because we don't want to cause someone to make a false shvuah, therefore they get paid without having to make a shvuah. We're going to stop here for a day, pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zion with more scenarios similar to the one that we just mentioned regarding Chenveni and Baal Bayis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.